So, Anne, you're advocating for choice within the Republican Party. Is the direction of travel encouraging?
Oh, we have a few bumps in the road. We're sort of trying to figure out the best, the best route to take on that map to getting the Republican Party back to where it's supposed to be, and that is the party that believes in less government interference in your life. And that should include also when you're female, mm-hmm. as opposed to just the men.
But is the party getting more liberal or more conservative on the issue of abortion?
Well, certainly the people who are more conservative are being more vocal. Mm. But we actually did a benchmark survey several years ago asking the question, who should make the decision, woman or government? And the results we got were, I think it was 69% strongly the woman. With leaners, it went up to 80%. We just did the same survey last week asking the same question. 71% of people thought women should, within the party, thought women should make the decision, and with leaners it went up to 81%. So it's really statistically exactly where it's always been.
Mm. And how do you explain that the leadership of the party seems to be moving in totally the opposite direction?
If you go to the Republican National Committee meetings, the actual meetings, not convention, but meetings, you'll see there's about 20 to 25% that are extreme right, mm-hmm. and they're mouthy. But when they try to do anything really out of the ordinary, the rest of the party slaps them down. Mm. And we've effectively led moves on more than one occasion to stop some of the initiatives that they've done within the party. Mm. So they represent the leadership on that committee, which runs the party, and that's the group that runs the party, really effectively represents what the percentage of vote is that they bring to the party. It's about 20 to 25%. That's it.
Mm.
That's it.
And can I ask, how can you go out and tell women that they should be voting for Mitt Romney and for Paul Ryan when both these guys have said that they would ban abortion with some exceptions?
You're presuming that I will. The Romney people asked me, well, what are you going to do to help us? And I said, first convince me I should.
Right. So is your mind not made up yet? Or?
Well, we're still waiting to hear. We're going to listen very carefully tonight to Paul Ryan and very carefully to Mitt Romney, and I'll make a report to my membership. We'll see where we go. Some have already said there's no way they're going to vote for him. If we hear good things, we may make a recommendation they reconsider, but we always tell people to vote their conscience, and it depends on how important this issue is to them.
Okay. And I asked you a little bit earlier about, you know, if Mitt Romney does get in and starts appointing federal judges.
Not worried. Not worried about it. I'm not worried about it because, as I said earlier, his personal family experience, where he had a cousin that died because of a botched back alley abortion before abortion was legal in the United States, you don't forget something like that. And it happened back when